Okay, tonight our 10-minute speaker is Liz M. from Spring Valley.
My name's Liz, and I'm an alcoholic. And I'm really honored to be asked to come speak tonight. My sobriety date is September 3rd, 1985, and I only have one sobriety date. And, okay. it's okay. I'm fine. Okay, what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now. I come from a very abusive household. My mother was very physically and verbally and emotionally abusive to me. I'm one of four children, the second oldest, and she abused all of us, but for some reason she picked on me to abuse me the most, and we have no idea why, but, you know, that's what happened. And I've been abused for the first 18 years of my life almost. And so when I left home after I graduated from high school, I immediately started drinking. My parents got divorced when I was 16, and I finished high school somehow by the grace of God, and moved in with my father, and he started me drinking by making whiskey sours, and they're terrible, but they sure tasted good at the time, you know. And it felt like it was such an honor to be able to drink with my own dad, you know. It was like, wow, this is cool. I can drink with my dad. And he let me smoke in his house. And, boy, I was really on, you know. And I ran amok for several years. I ran amok real bad. I had very dingy, piddly-ass jobs for many years. And I got married somewhere in there. And I had a married and divorced, and then I got married again and had a daughter. And my second husband was abusive to me, and so I had to leave him because he abused me, and I wasn't going to allow that to happen. And I took my daughter, and she was 11 months old, and we're all from the East Coast. So I ran away and moved out here to San Diego and with my daughter, and she was 11 months old, and that was pretty traumatic, and I had nowhere to go, so I moved in with some people and continued my drinking career and discovered drugs also. I know this is an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, but drugs are part of my story, and that's just the way it is. And the drugs actually took me down to my bottom very rapidly in 4 years. And, you know, when I was getting towards the end of my drinking and using time, I was homeless. And I swore I'd never be homeless. And I became homeless. And I had this child I was dragging around. And she was real little. And she was 4 and a half. She was 5. And, you know, I was dragging her around the streets. And somehow I was in touch with my sister who lived in New York City, and she offered to take my daughter for a month for a little vacation, you know, and so I was supposed to get myself organized and get an apartment so she could come back and start kindergarten, you know, in a month. And so I thought that was a swell idea. She was going to pay for my daughter's airplane trip and everything. That was a great thought. I love that idea. So I put her on an airplane and said, "Bye, sweetie, I'll see you in a month." And she went off to New York, and I proceeded to go and drink and use up all the money I had, and I was really homeless, and ran around on the streets for a month, and finally got myself into a detox facility. And actually, what happened was I was downtown at the Salvation Army in their emergency lodge before I got sober, and I was talking to my sister who had my daughter, and I was, you know, I didn't know what to do, and I had to tell my daughter that I couldn't, you know, she couldn't come back and live with me because I didn't have any money and I didn't know what to do with myself, and I was just like totally lost. And so my sister somehow, I don't know how that happened, but she found this detox facility for me out here. Now, she's in New York City. How she found, I to this day don't know how she found this detox facility for me out here in San Diego. And I called them and got on the waiting list and did the daily phone calls to them and everything and got into their detox. And I was very, very grateful. And the last month I was drinking and using, I went to a couple of meetings and the other fellowship. And but I didn't stop drinking until I went into detox and was in a, I was in a clean and sober environment, because I knew then I wouldn't be, I wouldn't, you know, put myself in a position to be drinking and using. And and I'm real grateful for that place, because it got me on the road to recovery. And my recovery's been pretty pretty interesting, to say the least. First year or two of my recovery, some people know me from way back then, and all I did whenever I shared was complain about missing my daughter and whined and moaned and groaned about missing my daughter. I want my daughter back. I want my daughter back, you know. And, you know, my sister wouldn't send her back to me. And I, you know, I did everything. I towed the line. I did the deal in the recovery homes and all that stuff. And they wouldn't send my daughter back to me. And I couldn't figure out why my sister wouldn't do that. And I was 11 months sober, and I was in a recovery home, and I got a phone call from my sister, and she wanted to adopt my daughter. I told her, go to hell. You're not taking my daughter, and you're not going to adopt my daughter. Not in this lifetime. Maybe in another lifetime you can have her, but not in this lifetime. And so I've, you know, that made me real, real wanting to stay clean and sober more than anything in the world. And since I've been clean and sober, I've worked all 12 steps. I have a sponsor. I have sponsees. My sponsor has a sponsor. And I've been in a, I've been in the hospital seven times. I've been in now the hospital for surgery sober. I've been married and divorced in this program sober. I've gotten my daughter back in my life sober. And I haven't found it necessary to pick up no matter what. I've had, my husband's family has died. His mom died. His aunts have died. His uncles have died. We've been to all their funerals, and I haven't drank. You know, I've had other people pass away in this fellowship, and I haven't drank. You know, the one unfortunate thing is I don't have my biological family back in my life, except for my daughter. And today she's a treasure. It took 10 years to get my daughter to love me again and be back in my life and to accept me as her mom, you know, and to want me in her life. I got to go to her high school graduation. I got to go to her college graduation. And in October, my daughter's getting married. And she turned 28 in January, and I get to go to the wedding. You know, and my daughter was so funny. She's talking about, she goes, now, Mom, you know the whole family's coming to the wedding. And I said, I know. It's okay. Some of them were there when my daughter graduated from college. And, you know, and it was okay. I was there for my daughter, and I'm going to the wedding for my daughter. I'm not going to see my family. I don't even really care about them. My family is in these rooms. This is where my foundation is, and this is where my life is, in these rooms. Alcoholics Anonymous and the Fellowship of Recovery gave me a life beyond my wildest dreams. You know, when I got here, all I wanted was to stay clean and sober one day at a time. You know, I own my own house. I have a car. You know, my bills are paid. The things that are supposed to be mine are in my name, and the things that aren't supposed to be mine are not in my name. You know? I mean, you know, when I pay my bills on time, what a concept. You know, before I got here, I moved out of an apartment that I didn't pay rent for 8 months. And I trashed the apartment when I left because I was so messed up, I thought that was what I should have done. And I did. And I can't go back and make amends for that because I have no clue who to make amends to for that. Recovery is my A number one priority in life. I have today. I have a bunch of days put together. I have today. Today is, an awesome day. My life is crazy, but it's a great crazy. It's really good crazy. I have a lot of friends here tonight. They came to hear me share, and some didn't even know I was speaking tonight, and that's just as well. Oh, good. Anyway, keep coming back. It works.